You're listening to SBS News.
A day after reopening to New South Wales following a seven-month closure, it was announced that Tasmania would provide quarantine spots for more people, as Australia records only three new COVID-19 cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced that the island state will accept 450 Australians that are stranded overseas by the coronavirus pandemic between now and the end of the year.
And one of the big challenges we have at the moment is to ensure that we're able to get Australians home. Tasmanians home to Tasmania, our Queenslanders home to Queensland, Western Australians home to Western Australia, wherever it happens to be. And we've got about 6,600 just over weekly capacity of people being able to come back into Australia now, which has been steadily lifting with the support and partnership of the other premiers and chief ministers. And I welcome the fact today that we've entered into agreement for around 450 Australians to be able to return here through Tasmania as part of that effort. And where we can go further than that, then we will.
Three flights are expected to touch down between now and the end of the year. Tasmania will also reopen itself to international flights with New Zealand for the first time in more than two decades. The first flight is likely to touch down in late January. The Prime Minister says the arrangement would work in a similar fashion to the setup in the Northern Territory. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded one locally acquired case of COVID-19 up to 8 p.m. on Saturday. Only 10 cases, one with an unknown source, have been recorded in the past 7 days. Victor Dominello, New South Wales Minister for Customer Service, warned that inspectors had found numerous breaches of COVID-19 restrictions at venues in Sydney's Liverpool area.
The inspectors found that there were a lot of breaches, a lot of people taking the pandemic for granted. You know, this is not the time to let your guard down. This is the time to keep your eye on the ball to make sure that we get through this pandemic together.
Mr. Dominello added that venues that flouted restrictions would be held accountable or even shut down.
If businesses do the wrong thing, they put their customers at risk, they put their community at risk, they put our state at risk. I have no hesitation in issuing orders to have them shut down.
Meanwhile, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has ramped up pressure on her Western Australia and Queensland counterparts to follow Tasmania's lead in reopening borders to avoid the devastating impact of job losses. New South Wales residents can now freely travel to the Apple Isle after Tasmania this week opened its border to the state for the first time in more than 7 months. The change removes the need to quarantine for people traveling from New South Wales, which will reopen its border to people coming from Victoria on the 23rd of November. Victoria has had 8 days of no new cases or deaths. Health Minister Martin Foley said there were 8 active cases in the state currently being treated.
In regards to the COVID numbers for the day, there are currently 8 COVID cases in Victoria active at the moment. With no increase over the last reporting period.
Mr. Foley has announced a new $9.8 million well-being package for all involved in healthcare in the state that would include everyone from nurses to security guards.
A $9.8 million package of investment in worker well-being that includes a whole range of projects that go to things like the Royal Melbourne Peer Support Worker Program, the health and well-being for the frontline workforce, the establishment of a healthcare worker well-being centre, which Safer Care Victoria will run to make sure that we put our healthcare workers in contact in the most timely and effective way with the support services that are out there, whilst as well as funding those support services to meet the extra capacity that the pandemic has shown we need to do.
Premier Daniel Andrews is expected to announce another relaxation of rules on Sunday, including the removal of Melbourne's Ring of Steel. No longer confined within a 25-kilometer radius, the city's residents will be allowed to travel to regional Victoria. Mr. Andrews said on Friday his Sunday announcement would include a plan for the rest of the month. Meanwhile, South Australia reported 2 infections in returned travellers. One man in his 30s and a woman in her 40s are in hotel quarantine. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.